Good morning. It is 8:45, and as always on Thursday, it is time for This is Tourism, presented by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. Today, our guest is Nick Rogers, General Manager of Stony River Steakhouse and Grill, located right here at University Place. Everybody knows where Stony River is. And Nick, thanks for coming in this morning. It has been a great addition to our community, and so are you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Ron, for having me. Chapel Hill's been a huge supporter of Stony River.
Yeah, fantastic, man. I see people going in and out of there all the time. I know you're really busy. And how long has Stony River been open in Chapel Hill for the folks who don't know?
So almost 2.5 years. We opened at the end of February in 2017.
Now, I know that you have been general manager since day one. So can you describe your experience with Stony River and being here in the Chapel Hill Cobra community from the time you served your first customer until now, 2.5 years later?
Oh, man, it's been quite a journey. We were unsure what to expect walking into Chapel Hill, and we have done nothing but been much appreciative and humbled by the experience with the Chapel Hill, Durham, Raleigh clientele. We came in as a brand unknown to the area, and unique. So taking that opportunity and really, experiencing hospitality with our guests and showing everything we can to them, from our creative food menu with everything done in-house to our great wine list. It's been an awesome experience, so much so that we took the opportunity a little over a year ago to open for lunch. We originally were just a dinner-only restaurant and didn't brunch on Sundays, but now we're open at 11 o'clock every single day.
That's cool. You know, a lot of people have made Stony River their go-to place for special occasions already. And believe it or not, there are still a few people out there who haven't been there. And, of course, we have people moving in and out of this community all the time. So take a moment, if you would, and describe the atmosphere and the menu.
Okay. So Stony River is an upscale casual dining steakhouse and grill. We specialize in hand-cut steaks and fish. We make everything from scratch daily. We have everything from great salads and sandwiches to great prime rib and steaks. We specialize also in hospitality. We want our guests to feel comfortable in our restaurant regardless of the occasion, whether it's business lunch, date night, special occasions, out for dinner, celebrating life. The ambiance is beautiful. It's a great setting. There's great energy in the dining room. The servers are always smiling and ready to take care of our guests when they walk in.
What's the most popular item on the menu?
Well, our signature item is our coffee cured filet. At lunch time, we sell a lot of salads. Our ahi tuna salad is one of our guest favorites. Our fish tacos are fantastic. Mm-hmm. We actually are starting a new menu this afternoon. We got some new items coming our way for lunch and for dinner. One of our dinner items has been a popular requested item for our guests, which is our au poivre sauce for our steaks, which is great. We're having a new crispy chicken sandwich this afternoon, and then since our company's based out of Nashville, mm-hmm. Tennessee, hot chicken is a thing in Nashville.
So it really is.
It's a popular thing. So we have added a new starter to the menu. It's called a hot chicken and biscuits. It's pretty simple. It's fantastic. It will definitely light you up a little bit if you're not used to that kind of thing, but it's a fantastic addition.
I spent a little time in Nashville not too long ago, and man, you're right about that. Everybody out there has hot chicken, and some places is better than others, but I would expect Stony River to have it really good.
It's fantastic, and I encourage people to come by and try it. It's going to be on our brunch menu as well, so it'll be available all day, every day.
A lot of people rave about your deviled eggs as well. Those are cool. Yeah, a lot of good things at Stony River, and one of the most wonderful things about it is the staff. You mentioned earlier that you had a great staff and they're always smiling, but tell us about the people who work there.
Yeah, we have a great mix of staff, people who, this is their life, it's what they love to do, and all of our staff loves to do it, but we also, being so close to the university, have a great advantage of having a lot of new people, new faces coming in the area often and looking for a great place to call home for their college career, the last couple of years or after they graduate.
We can identify with that here at the radio station.
Absolutely.
A lot of talented folks from over there.
Absolutely. And it's awesome because it creates a family environment for our staff, and they really love that because they all support each other and, they're all in it together.
Yeah. As this segment is called This is Tourism, let me ask you this. Have you seen a lot of out-of-town guests coming into Stony River?
We do. The local hotels are really supportive of Stony River as well, and we have good relationships with them, and they send a lot of people our way, whether they're business travelers or people coming into school to or coming into town to bring their kids to school for the first time, or coming in for Parents Weekend and also for sporting events. But we've seen over the last 2+ years a really big out-of-town clientele, especially people who are familiar with our other locations outside of the area.
Yeah.
When some of the local areas say, hey, there's a Stony River right around the corner, you know, people always appreciate that notice.
Well, it's certainly a beautiful restaurant, and just one more question about that. Anything, I know you mentioned you have some new menu items starting today, and anything special other than that for the summer or with back to school not far, just around the corner, you'd like to share with the community?
Well, one of the new things about the menu items that we're doing, we're starting to do some more seasonal vegetables, and we're going to start to try to source some more products locally, which is something, you know, as a company, we really understand is important in the communities. And with this community being so unique, and really the smallest market we've ever been in as a company, mm-hmm. we understand that that's important here, and we want to take the community's feedback and say, hey, we're here for that as well. We want to support the local vendors.
Nick, I'm just curious, where are you from originally?
I'm from Columbus, Ohio originally. Mm-hmm. I moved out of there in 2006, and I moved to Nashville for 10 years.
Okay.
And then came here from Nashville, Tennessee.
Wow. Well, that was quite a change, I guess, coming from a much bigger place to Chapel Hill Carborough, but I understand you really love living here.
I do. The area is great. You have a lot of different dynamics available to you within a 20-minute drive, and of course, it's always nice to have the beach and the mountains surrounding you.
Oh yeah, man, it's halfway there.
Absolutely.
You know, I got a son who lives in the mountains and a daughter who lives at the beach. Can't be any better than that.
Well, you're set then.
Exactly right. Well, Nick, thank you for coming in this morning. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Ron. It's a pleasure.
Thank you for joining me and Nick Rogers for a conversation on food and tourism in Orange County. The This is Tourism feature is made possible by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. For all the best reasons to bring family, friends, or conferees to Orange County, go to visitchapelhill.org and follow them on Instagram, visitchapelhill.org.